Unit 2. Never too late to learn.
终生教育。
Distance education.
远程教育。
2. Listen to a conversation about celebration of a distance education school. Fill in the blanks to complete the conversation. School of Distance Education celebrates its 40th anniversary.
Jim, what are you doing now?
I am watching TV, Mom.
Is there anything special?
It's about Charleville School of Distance Education, where I once signed up as its member. They say it will celebrate its 40th birthday this weekend.
Oh, the school is very popular among children in outback communities. It currently provides education to 250 children living across more than 400,000 square kilometers of southwest Queensland.
Yes, you bet. Principal Karen said a highlight would be an oration tonight to honor the memory of Alfar Traeger, who invented the pedal radio.
And I think it's fitting that we recognize those inventions and inventors that have made a difference to our outback communities.
School of Distance Education celebrates its 40th anniversary.
Jim, what are you doing now?
I am watching TV, Mom.
Is there anything special?
It's about Charleville School of Distance Education, where I once signed up as its member. They say it will celebrate its 40th birthday this weekend.
Oh, the school is very popular among children in outback communities. It currently provides education to 250 children living across more than 400,000 square kilometers of southwest Queensland.
Yes, you bet. Principal Karen said a highlight would be an oration tonight to honor the memory of Alfar Traeger, who invented the pedal radio.
And I think it's fitting that we recognize those inventions and inventors that have made a difference to our outback communities.
3. Listen to the conversation about e-learning and complete the summary.
Do you have an e-learning program in your university?
Yeah, I have heard about it, but it is mainly for those adult students who cannot take ordinary courses because of work, as students may not be required to be present in a classroom in this program.
I appreciate the convenience of this kind of learning very much. Would you tell me more about it?
It is an extra component to traditional teaching rather than a substitute for face-to-face teaching. Our university set up virtual learning environment to support, enhance, and create a flexible online learning program, giving them an enriched and innovative learning experience.
Sounds great. Then, what does virtual learning environment, VLE, allow students to do?
It allows students to access learning materials, to participate in online class discussions, to communicate with their tutor, to submit assignments, and to assess online tests.
I plan to register an e-learning program. Do you have an e-learning program in your university?
Yeah, I have heard about it, but it is mainly for those adult students who cannot take ordinary courses because of work, as students may not be required to be present in a classroom in this program.
I appreciate the convenience of this kind of learning very much. Would you tell me more about it?
It is an extra component to traditional teaching rather than a substitute for face-to-face teaching. Our university set up virtual learning environment to support, enhance, and create a flexible online learning program, giving them an enriched and innovative learning experience.
Sounds great. Then, what does virtual learning environment, VLE, allow students to do?
It allows students to access learning materials, to participate in online class discussions, to communicate with their tutor, to submit assignments, and to assess online tests.
I plan to register an e-learning program.
5. Read the passage. Complete each statement with one of the endings from the box. Why choose e-learning? Cindy Carlson is the Electronic Resources Librarian in Washington, D.C. Amy Wharton has been at Winston as a law librarian for 14 years. She started at the firm as their Electronic Services Librarian and then moved into the newly created position of Internet and Professional Development Librarian. Cindy once interviewed Amy.
What prompted you to investigate e-learning for your firm?
Here is Amy's answer.
I began thinking about e-learning applications here a year or so ago. I was aware of the e-learning revolution through discussions with my sister, who is involved in developing e-learning applications for a government agency. Without knowing much about it, it seemed like e-learning would be a good solution to some of the problems we were having with our traditional training, namely that people are not always available for training when and where I, as a trainer, would like them to be, and I, the trainer, was not always available when and where they would like me to be. I had some PowerPoint presentations that I had used for training sessions and that I wanted to make available as freestanding training modules for people who had missed a class. I knew that our internet would make delivery possible, but the PowerPoint presentations I've viewed on the web generally don't make great teaching tools because they are designed to run in the background behind what a speaker is saying. So I started to adapt these presentations for use as a standalone training tool. I discovered that PowerPoint had a few capabilities I wasn't aware of, like costume show, which could make the online versions somewhat interactive. Meanwhile, my colleague and I had been working together on developing the internet and the learning management system to trace in-house training. My role was to provide a constant stream of helpful suggestions, some might call them complaints, about how things might work better. I knew that this was the area of training that I wanted to present, so it gave me good incentive to do a lot of digging around about e-learning.
Learning community.
学习型社区.
2. Listen to a conversation about a learning community. Answer these questions. Learning community.
Are you free this weekend, Sam?
No, I will go to the Metro Learning Community. It is interesting and valuable. Would you join us?
I know that many young people join it. Can you tell me more about it?
Learning communities promote individual learning as well as collective learning. They are student groups organized around classes, programs, interests, or educational goals. Joining a learning community may enhance the college experience by enabling you to form closer relationships with instructors and classmates.
Do the members get on well with each other in the community?
Right. Faculty, counselors, advisors, and students work together to help achieve academic goals. Your learning experience is strengthened because counseling services are built into the program. It has become a new way to academic success. That is why I attend its gatherings regularly.
I shall follow you this weekend.
Learning community.
Are you free this weekend, Sam?
No, I will go to the Metro Learning Community. It is interesting and valuable. Would you join us?
I know that many young people join it. Can you tell me more about it?
Learning communities promote individual learning as well as collective learning. They are student groups organized around classes, programs, interests, or educational goals. Joining a learning community may enhance the college experience by enabling you to form closer relationships with instructors and classmates.
Do the members get on well with each other in the community?
Right. Faculty, counselors, advisors, and students work together to help achieve academic goals. Your learning experience is strengthened because counseling services are built into the program. It has become a new way to academic success. That is why I attend its gatherings regularly.
I shall follow you this weekend. 3. Listen to a passage about the performers and artists' learning community. Take notes to complete the following.
Performers and artists' learning community invites first-year students to live in a residential community and share their class experience in the Villanova seminar. Through specially designed sections of the seminar, students concentrate on ancient to modern drama, art, music, and their history, context, and performance. Students in the performers and artists' learning community will attend theatrical and musical performances both on and off campus, as well as discussions afterwards with faculty and students. They will also visit art museums, living in Catherine Hall in a co-educational setting with their seminar. Students live together in the same hall, so they have the chance to get to know their hallmates and classmates both in and out of the building and classroom. In addition, students are expected to participate actively in the life of the Catherine Hall community, which includes programs offered by both faculty and the residence life staff. Performers and artists' learning community invites first-year students to live in a residential community and share their class experience in the Villanova seminar. Through specially designed sections of the seminar, students concentrate on ancient to modern drama, art, music, and their history, context, and performance. Students in the performers and artists' learning community will attend theatrical and musical performances both on and off campus, as well as discussions afterwards with faculty and students. They will also visit art museums, living in Catherine Hall in a co-educational setting with their seminar. Students live together in the same hall, so they have the chance to get to know their hallmates and classmates both in and out of the building and classroom. In addition, students are expected to participate actively in the life of the Catherine Hall community, which includes programs offered by both faculty and the residence life staff.
4. Read the passage and do the exercises.
God will never quit. One day, I decided to quit. Quit my endless homework, my sleepless nights, my labor for A's in one subject after another, and once for all, my life. I went to the woods to have one last talk with God. God, I said, can you give me one good reason not to quit? His answer surprised me. Look around, he said. Do you see the fern and the bamboo? Yes, I replied. When I planted the fern and the bamboo seeds, I attended to them. I gave them light and water. The fern quickly grew from the earth, its brilliant green covering the ground. Yet nothing came from the bamboo seed, but I did not quit on the bamboo. In the second year, the fern grew more vibrant and plentiful. And again, nothing came from the bamboo seed, but I did not quit on the bamboo, he said. Not until the fifth year did a tiny sprout emerge from the earth. Compared with the fern, it was seemingly small and of no significance. But just 6 months later, the bamboo rose to over 100 feet tall. It had failed to be idle these 4 years growing roots. Those roots made it strong and gave it what it needed to shoot up. I would not give any of my creations a challenge it could not handle, he said firmly to me. Did you realize, my child, that all this time you have been struggling, you've actually been growing roots? He continued. I would not quit on the bamboo. I will never quit on you. Don't compare yourself to others. The bamboo had a different purpose than the fern, yet they both make the forest beautiful. But I seem to have an endless life of toil. Your time will come, God said to me. You will rise high. How high should I rise? I asked. How high will the bamboo rise? He asked in return. As high as it can, I questioned. Yes, he said. Give me glory by rising as high as you can. Mode.
Special.
Outback.
Principle.
Highlight.
Oration.
Pedal.
Component.
Virtual.
Virtually.
Access.
Participate.
Electronic.
Application.
Prompt.
Aware.
Freestanding.
Module.
Interactive.
Interaction.
Trace.
Constant.
Stream.
Dig.
Collective.
Academic.
Counselor.
Achieve.
Achievement.
Counseling.
Resident.
Residential.
Concentrate.
Context.
Theatrical.
Labor.
Fern.
Vibrant.
Plentiful.
Significance.
Idle.
Firm.
Firmly.
Root.
Toil.
Glory.
Glorious.
Waver. 专有名词.
Queensland.
Alpha Trigger.